talk, no trash talk, no back walk. On the black talk, just me, you,
and I. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host, I'm Jeff. I'm joined by...
I'm Rocky, of course, of BSS Carolinas. You can follow us on BSS Carolinas Twitter and Facebook and everywhere else. Where can you find Rule of Three?
Facebook, Twitter, under Rule of Three Podcast, man.
Well, there you go. And we are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting. We put attitude in broadcasting.
I don't like those guys. I still ain't got no free swag.
You ain't got no swag?
I ain't got no free swag.
I have to see if I can get you some free
swag. No, I got swag. I just ain't got no free swag.
No, I'll see if I can get you some free swag. I'm working on it, man. How we'll get you a free swag, you breaking stuff?
Look, I told you.
You know, all of this is by the Attitude Broadcasting team.
Well, I broke Sean Lee.
Oh, yeah, he's been broke before, so it's all good.
All right, let's move on before I feel bad like I did last week.
No, there's no reason to feel bad, man. But anyway, we will have to get Jeffrey hooked up with some free swag. All Periscopians, you're following us on Twitter, chat with us during the show. We're going to talk about NBA free agency, trades, and the NBA draft because it was very dramatic.
Yeah, well, after the first two picks. Actually, it was after the first two picks.
16 Americans were drafted in the NBA draft.
I mean,
16 Americans.
Everybody wants the big Euro that can shoot the three.
I know. I'm just telling you.
It was always the Dirk effect, and then now it was starting to fade away, and now it's becoming the Porzingis effect, where everybody's like, oh, man, we get it again. And it goes, you know, the first one coming off was Bender. I mean, I like him, though. I like him a lot.
To me, what it is, we've seen this every year since Tony Kukoc. All right? We see a year where we get at least one, a couple, and now it's a lot more because you see a lot more star players stepping up. But Kukoc started it back in the 90s with getting foreign players, and that's great.
Yeah.
But because some of the European guys are more polished of a player than the kids in the U.S. Because more kids in the U.S. would rather be sports center moment than...
Yeah, and those guys have been playing professionally. I mean, look at Ricky Rubio. He's playing professionally. He was like 15 years old. You know, he's got experience on a professional level. I mean, sure, it's not the NBA, but... I'll tell you what. I mean, people say, like, well, college basketball teams are better than those European teams. No, they're not.
Nah.
Those European teams are really, really good teams.
Some are really, really good, except for Angola. But anyway, we ain't going to talk about Angola this show. no, we ain't going there. Let's talk about New York. I wish our Knicks fans stuck around for a little bit. The trade of Derrick Rose, Justin Holiday, and second-round pick traded to the Knicks for Jerian Wright. Grant, Robin Lopez and Jose Calderon.
Man, I'm going to tell you what. First of all, I used to be a really big fan of Jose Calderon, and every time I go to that, like 4 or 5 years ago, I thought he was really, he had the skills to be like, I don't know why. I can tell you why. It's because back in like NBA 2K10, he was a really good player on the game. And
who was he playing with back then? Dallas?
Dallas. And, oh, I can't remember the other team now. But, yeah, he was a really good player on a game, and I was like, this guy's great. And I'd go to bat for him, and then every year I'd be like, this guy just keeps getting worse and worse.
He's 38. I'm very surprised. Listen, a couple of things on this. They gave up a second-round pick to New York. I'm very surprised they got a second-round pick traded. I mean, because you got Jerian Grant. Not a bad player from Notre Dame.
He's got upside.
He was pretty good. He's got upside, definitely. Robin Lopez.
We know who he is at this point in his career.
Who, Robin Lopez?
Yeah.
The funny thing, who doesn't know who Robin Lopez is his head coach, Freddie Hoiberg. Because there's a – when he was talking about Lopez, he said Brook Lopez.
Well, he didn't say who Robin. He wish he got was Brooke Lopez instead of Robin.
I bet you that's who he wish he got. But he know which Lopez brother you're talking about. They look totally different.
Yeah.
With the hair.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Not a good look for your head coach.
But, you know, you got Jerian Grant to be your point guard.
Let's cut through the nonsense. Let's cut through the nonsense. It's all about Derrick Rose.
Oh, yeah.
It's not about
those
other
guys. Does he
have
anything left?
Sure, he can score.
What does he have?
He can score 18, 19 points a game. You know, he'd give you 3-4 assists. That's not really his game. He's more Kyrie than he is, you know, a regular, you know, Chris Paul style point guard. But the injuries, man, that's what it's all about with him. Is he going to stay healthy? If he stays healthy, the Knicks will probably make the playoffs.
You know, people were asking me about this, what I thought about it. I think it's a great trade. Here's why. I do think the Bulls could have got more out of this trade.
Yes.
But I definitely get it. You getting rid of his contract. Derrick Rose is in the last year of a contract.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what happens when people are in last year of contract usually?
Ball out.
They're balling. They're balling. And don't forget, Derrick Rose wants to pay for his son's college education, which I'm sure he doesn't need anymore. But
no, he's made that money already. You know.
Or he could just be like LeBron's son and go ahead and get a scholarship to Duke or Kentucky at age 11.
I mean, I ain't mad at you.
No, I ain't mad at you. But Derrick Rose is in a contract year. I think that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's all about injuries. Can he stay healthy? Who's the backup? That's the other issue. Who's your backup in New York?
I mean, free agency will definitely play out, and we'll see where it goes. Now, can I tell you this? I was listening to, shout out to Fox Sports, I was listening to Colin Cowherd, who had on, who I think is a brilliant guy, people on Periscope, people listening, go and look up Nick Wright. He is a very smart guy, and he brought up a really good point, and I don't know if you heard it, and I want to give it to you so that you can tell me what you think about it. So Nick Wright said, it's super smart to bring in Derrick Rose because you can have his contract, then next year it's gone. And the Knicks only have 3 players under contract. And the free agents next year, after next season,
huge.
Chris Paul will be an unrestricted free agent. Dwayne Wade will be an unrestricted free agent. LeBron James will be an unrestricted free agent. No, I say those three. The only person is in New York, Carmelo, and that was LeBron's dream team, who I want to, you know, that's who I want to end my career playing for. Well, Dwayne Wade's like 35, 36, so you only have a couple more years to do this if you're LeBron. And if you're going to do it, you might as well do it in New York, because then you don't have to struggle with moving Carmelo, because his stupid astronomical contract is already in New York. And then the other three can just go there. This was his theory. He didn't say that, you know, this is 100% going to happen. He said, but you take on this huge contract so it'll empty out after next year. And you can go to LeBron, you can go to Dwayne Wade and Chris Paul and say, hey, do you guys really want to make this fantasy best friend dream team happen?
That is funny.
Because then think about all the, like, lower level guys who would be like, yeah, I'm going to go play backup on that team. Kind of like the Miami Heat. They brought in a lot of guys. You know, Ray Allen went there. A lot of guys will go there. I'm not saying – now, this did not come from me. It's come from Nick Wright. This was just the theory that he had. And as I got to thinking about it, I was like, if you're going to make a play for something, that doesn't seem like a bad play to try to make.
I get it. I understand. I don't like this because when you play, you still need to have – so supporting cast, right? It's not like you can put 5 all-stars out there and you're going to win an NBA championship. That doesn't mean you're going to win every single season.
No, but you're
going
to win a lot of games.
You win a lot of games, but what does a lot of games get you?
Oh, no. Ask the Golden State Warriors.
Skadoosh if you don't win the NBA Finals.
True.
But
you don't think a lot of guys will go to play with them as backups?
Well, yeah, James Jones. James Jones
will
go anywhere.
James Jones is going to be on
that
team.
James Jones will go anywhere. Let me see. Who's the new flavor of the year? J.R. Smith. He'll go wherever.
Yeah, he'll go play
there.
You
know, Shumpert, he'll go wherever.
I'm saying they can get guys who can come in and fill a role and play there.
Right, but the problem with
– I mean, that team could have Timofey Mozgov as their starting center, and they would be great.
Well, if you're in New York, you got Porzingis.
And you have Porzingis.
You still got to play defense. All right. Chris Paul.
Great defender.
Good defender. He's getting up in age.
He's getting older, but he is one of the best defensive point guards in the league.
There's no doubt. But Chris Paul, all right, who's playing the two?
Dwayne Wade.
All right, much older.
He's getting older.
But
he'll give you defensive effort.
He'll give you defensive effort. Who's playing the three, Carmelo or LeBron?
Probably Bron.
Okay. Who's playing the four? Carmelo. And then five, Porzingis?
Yeah.
All right, last time I checked, what's every one of them need? They need the ball.
Outside of Porzingis.
Everyone except Porzingis needs the ball in their hand to make moves.
But with Chris
isolation plays.
But you know Chris Paul can actually run play. Chris Paul will play on that team and get 15 assists a night and not worry about having to score 20.
No, you're right.
Because
won't.
Chris Paul would rather play.
But, you know, think about it. Who is going to take all these shots? I mean, you got Carmelo.
Carmelo's
going to
take shots.
Hey, Carmelo's going to shoot you out of a game.
Yeah.
All right? Dwayne Wade might keep you in a game.
What you'll have is you'll have a lot of backdoor cuts, a lot of pick and rolls.
Right.
So if you
get some centers, if you get a big team that can play defense,
Anderson Varejão,
it will shut it down.
I mean, you could bring in a lot of guys. I understand what you're saying, and you make valid points, too. Now, granted, don't come at me like that was my idea. I don't think LeBron's ever leaving Cleveland again.
I do think he leaves, but I don't think it'll be New York. I think if somebody makes the pitch, there's no reason you can't move Carmelo to L.A. He would go to the Lakers in a heartbeat.
Sure.
The only reason he's in New York still is because his wife.
Lala.
That's it. I'm surprised he didn't go a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I could see Carmelo, Chris Paul, and LeBron all going to the Lakers.
You don't need Dwayne Wade, but I think at that point you just throw him in because he's LeBron's best friend.
Because you want to play together.
Yes.
That's the reason you would do it.
He would be the odd man out in terms of scoring and play. Plus, he's going to take off half the year for being injured.
To me, I would put him as a sixth man. I wouldn't even start him.
Manu Ginobili style can have the ball in his hand. But
because he's instant offense.
Yeah.
You don't need him. He's a liability on defense now at this point in his career.
He can't guard everybody.
Right.
He can still guard some people.
He's not going to guard Klay Thompson down the stretch.
But that's who LeBron would guard.
Right.
Anyways, let's get back to this trade.
Because I think a guy like Noah, you need somebody in the middle that somebody will shot blocks, but they need somebody that could do post-up moves and score. But, yeah, to getting back to the trades.
So, successful or not?
What?
Was it a good trade? You already went on record saying it was a good trade.
I think it was a good trade. I think you should have got more.
I think it's pointless almost.
Because he's in a contract year. It's a gamble. But guess what? If it works out, you hit a home run.
It works
for
the Knicks.
You sign him. And here's the problem with the Knicks, though. You get him. You don't sign him to a long-term extension. And it's going to probably be an insane amount of money you don't give him to keep him.
But he's going to sell a lot of jerseys. He's going to pack the house. He's going to bring in the name recognition.
But like you just said, that means you ain't getting LeBron and all these other guys to come.
But I don't think – we really won't know till we get a quarter or midway through next year and we see how he's playing.
Right, absolutely.
Or if he's still playing because he's hurt.
We're getting to the NBA free agency because it begins July 1st.
It's almost my favorite time of year, better than the actual playing of games.
Next to the NBA draft, the NFL draft, this is probably best off-season thing.
Yes.
I would definitely say that.
Because starting Wednesday or Thursday is the moratorium, shady part where you can DeAndre Jordan somebody.
Oh, I hope we don't get through that again. But I've got some names I want to throw out to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell me where they should end up.
All right.
Dwight Howard.
Retire? No. I mean, he'll end up somewhere that'll throw him a lot of money. I mean, he could go back to Orlando, but I don't know if that's going to work with him and Ibaka now. But he'd go to Orlando. A lot of people think they're leaning they're saying Charlotte. If Horford leaves Atlanta, he could go to Atlanta.
Go back home.
Go home. The Knicks.
I'm hoping he goes back to Atlanta because I don't want him in Charlotte. Here's one.
I don't either.
The $25 million that we're going to give him to come here.
I'd rather sign Batum first.
we'll talk about him.
Yeah.
I think we're going to lose him.
I think so too.
And we're losing Jeremy Lin.
And
so
Courtney Lee.
Courtney Lee, you don't have a lot of space.
We're going to suck.
We're going to sign probably Dwight Howard to go with Big Al, which I think will be a mistake because Howard's not that low post scorer we need at this point in his career. I say Atlanta. You think where?
Atlanta. I think Atlanta or the Knicks. I think the Knicks are in play too. Well, I think they should go after Joakim Noah before they go after
who?
The Knicks. I think they should go after Noah.
We're going to talk about that.
Okay.
I agree with you. Kevin Durant.
So, I think he should stay in Oklahoma City.
Right now, supposedly the Warriors, Thunder, and Spurs are his three favorites.
He's going to the Heat. He's going to Boston, and he's going to one other team.
Well, he is ruled out pretty much. He's not expected to meet with the Lakers or Wizards.
No.
Which Wizards was supposed to be his hometown
team. Yeah, 2 years ago it was like, oh, it's a done deal. He's going back.
Same thing with Lakers.
Yeah. So I would say stay in Oklahoma City.
Well, I'm going to throw something else out. Supposedly the Warriors are the favorites. He has not had the meeting with the Spurs yet. And I think he ends up in San Antonio. Here's why. Oklahoma City tries to do a lot of San Antonio stuff because that's who they had San Antonio executives are in Oklahoma City. I think he goes to San Antonio because I think he's going to go to San Antonio. He's going to be with Aldridge and Leonard and be like, hey, come to San Antonio. We'll win championships because of the head coach they got. I think he goes there because if he goes to Golden State, you have the same team.
I think it's a terrible idea.
I think it's a terrible move.
To Golden State.
I think it's a horrible idea because what does Golden State have? They're all jump shooters.
Mm-hmm.
There's no inside game.
Nope.
What is Kevin Durant?
Outside.
A jump shooter.
Yep.
He is not a low post scorer.
Nope.
And he never will be. You go to San Antonio, you got LaMarcus Aldridge down low. You got Kawhi can play wherever. He can shoot the ball. That's all you need.
I'm gonna tell you why I think that's wrong, just from a number standpoint. He's gonna sign a 1-1 with Oklahoma City and stay there one more year, and then that's when the market will go boom, and then he can kind of say, okay, do I want to make like the $33 million a year after next season, or do I want to go somewhere and win a title?
Well, I will tell you, my boy is Chris Broussard, you know, because he texts me and. You messaged me and everything
else. That's right,
else.
You guys are homies.
We're homies. You know, he said wherever Durant goes, he wants to sign a 1-1, but that's it. He doesn't want to move again. So wherever he goes, I think he wants to stay. He'll sign that 2-year deal, but he's going to stay wherever he goes.
Yeah.
So that's the reason I think. Now, a big thing that we're not talking about, his mama is huge in Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she does a lot of things around the city, different things. But I think
she'll be that anywhere, though.
Right. I think she'll do that anywhere. And I think Westbrook has already told him, hey, dude, I'm not coming back.
Okay.
And there's no way Westbrook goes back to Oklahoma City. He's L.A., dude. He is L.A. night and day.
Well, I mean, we'll see.
That's his home.
That's the year away. We're talking this year.
But, yeah, this year, I think Durant goes to San Antonio to have his own little big three. And that team would be pretty freaking dangerous for
so
many
what,
years.
So what, Aldridge would play the five?
He can play the four. Yeah,
the
sure.
Four? Well,
play the five.
Well, where's Kawhi going to play? Because he plays
He's
three.
Plays the three.
So where's Durant going to play?
The four. So, have Aldridge play the
five. Okay.
Have Durant play the four. And have Kawhi play the three or two.
You're going to have Duncan come off the bench?
Duncan's about done. Yeah.
Oh, but if Durant goes there, Duncan's staying for another year.
No, he'll say
he's
going stupid.
He's going for tonight. He's going Jordan 6.
Oh, trust me. Him, Ginobili, and
Tony Parker.
Parker are coming back another year or two.
Oh, yeah.
Parker's probably got another 3 or 4 years at least.
Yeah.
And you can draft a young guy to go in his place.
Ginobili will play like 3 minutes off the bench.
I wouldn't even be surprised next year. Hey, Russell, you want to come to San Antonio? Could you – now, whatever LeBron does – I'm sorry, that big unit you could put in San Antonio would beat them.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, you put Russell, Durant, and
Kawhi,
Aldridge and Kawhi
Aldridge.
On the same team.
That beats Carmelo, Chris Paul, and anybody that you put together.
And I think that's what scares LeBron a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to be
because if Durant goes, somewhere else. He's kind of worried. I mean, I'm just saying. Oh. Anyway, other names. Joakim Noah.
The Knicks.
Knicks have made their top target to be him to at center. I think he makes the most sense. Mm-hmm. I'll throw another name out to you. The Warriors.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Actually, I heard they're really pursuing – well, they're Durant's their main target, but I've also heard they're trying to lure Dirk.
Yep.
Out of there to – out of Dallas over to Oakland.
I can see that.
Hassan Whiteside?
Hassan Whiteside plans to make the decision by July 1st. He says no state tax will be a factor. So that blows out
– Houston?
Houston, don't it? Yeah, no, Texas got the state tax.
It goes, no, so it would be the Grizzlies. So no state taxes is Florida, Texas, Tennessee. Those are the only three I know off the top of my head.
So I could see him maybe Houston.
Houston.
The Lakers, that if he sticks to that, he probably won't
Dallas?
Go to L.A. Dallas
Mark
will make
Cuban?
A
– You wouldn't want to go link up with Mark Cuban?
No, Dallas will make a run at him. Watch out Noah, too. Watch out Dwight Howard in Dallas.
I don't know if Mark Cuban will want him on his team.
Mark Cuban wants to sell seats and
all right,
win.
So
go ahead.
Let me give you one. First of all, I just for my own personal thing, I'd love to see Bismack come back to Charlotte.
Absolutely.
That
but
would
he
be
wants
for
too
me.
Much money.
Yeah. Where was my Nick Batum.
Nick Batum. I was gonna talk about Nick Batum. I see if Golden State loses out on Durant, which I think they will, Nick Batum will end up in Golden State.
I don't know about that.
Why not? Perfect fit.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. I'm going to tell you where I think somebody's going to end up.
Who?
Courtney Lee is going to end up in Cleveland.
Absolutely. No, I was talking with Big Shot Bob the other day. I think he goes to Cleveland. Because Cleveland is going to reload with some other talent because Mo Williams will probably leave some other people. Real fast, Jeremy Lin.
He wants to start, and he said wherever he wants to go. He's not coming back to the Hornets. He's not, because he wants to start, and he doesn't – he said wherever he goes, he wants to stay there because he's played on five teams in 6 years. He wants to stay in the same place. I can't – I wouldn't rule out maybe going back to Houston. I wouldn't worry – Memphis maybe because they're probably going to lose Mike Conley.
I don't know. They just made a pitch of Justin Timberlake.
Brooklyn?
So, with Shane Larkin. I don't know. I could see that. I'm going to say Houston.
Orlando?
Orlando, maybe. But you got Elfrid Payton.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's not a lot of starting point guard positions in the NBA.
No, there's not. They're pretty solid for the next couple of years.
Yeah.
They're either older guys who are vets and all-stars, or they're young guys who are like, you know, guys like Schroeder and Jeff Teague. Well, actually, Jeff Teague just went to Memphis. So, that's probably not going to happen either.
You could go – yeah, you ain't getting Schroeder's point guard there. I could see Houston because of Mike D'Antonio, mm-hmm. because of the system he runs.
Yeah.
I could see Houston, and Beverly is more the sixth guard. Anyway.
Better defensive than anything.
Well, there's our free agents. Did you have any more? Is that good?
I did have one more, but
okay.
I lost him.
All right, well, if you can find him.
Give me one second.
All right.
What about a guy like Ryan Anderson? A guy who, man, he is so undervalued.
He is, and supposedly now the Wizards, since they know they're not getting Durant, are going after Ryan Anderson.
I like him a lot. He's a high-level player.
I like him. He shoots the ball really good.
He's really good. He plays defense, shoots a good three ball, has a good post game. He's a solid player in this league.
I would love to have him in Charlotte.
Yes.
But, you know, we won't do that. The NBA draft was this week. Real fast, I'm going to go over this. The Sixers selected Ben Simmons, Lakers Brandon Ingram, Celtics Jaylen Brown, Suns Dragan Bender, and the Timberwolves got Chris Dunn, which is great.
Oh,
some other notables, Buddy Hield to the Pelicans, Denzel Valentine to the Bulls.
Thon Maker,
the 30-year-old man got drafted.
Denzel Valentine.
To the Clippers.
Went to the Bulls. Denzel Valentine went to the Bulls.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Bryce Johnson went to Clippers. That's where I was going next. Second round, Kay Fielder went to the Hawks, but he was traded to the Cavs for cash. Marcus Paige selected by the Nets and traded to the Jazz. Real fast, who's my sleeper in the draft? I was going to ask you. I'm going to say Kay Fielder, selected by the Hawks, traded to the Cavs. Watch that kid. That kid can play. He will be a backup in Cleveland and learn. He is going to be a really good player in NBA if he sticks to LeBron.
I know I'm going to get crap for this, what? But my sleeper is going to be from the Nuggets, Malik Beasley. He's a Florida State guy.
No.
Dude, he can light it up.
Well, that's who I was hoping we'd get in Charlotte because we were projected to get him at one point.
They'd have sold one jersey at least because I'd have went out and bought one. Just like I'm getting my Kelvin Benjamin jersey this year.
Sure you are. And real fast, who will be the best player to come out of this draft in the next 3 years? I put you on the spot.
Can I give you two?
Give me two.
Chris Dunn.
All right.
And if anybody besides the 76ers wouldn't have taken him, I would say Ben Simmons. I like his game. I know people give him a lot of crap now, but he's big, he's strong, he can slash. He plays more like LeBron than anybody else has in a long time, and he can't shoot just like LeBron can't shoot either. So Ben Simmons, and I'm telling you, Chris Dunn, dude, watch out for them Timberwolves. They're making the playoffs this year.
All right, I'm going to go Buddy Hield and Jaylen Brown.
I like Jaylen Brown. It was one of those.
Jaylen Brown's good.
I don't know about Buddy Hield. But Dragan Bender. Shoot. Dragan Bender, man. He's going to be something to watch out for, too. This actually was a really good draft, I think, up at the top. There's going to be a lot of good players. I don't think any, like, superstars, but I think there's going to be a lot of guys who are going to play in this league for a
absolutely.
Long time.
And, by the way, the Hornets was the loser of the draft because we didn't have a draft.
We got Marco Bellinelli. He's right down to the wire. Oh, that is great. Yeah, you didn't. Great. You couldn't have planned that better.
Rich Cho is on the chopping block. I'm just saying. After this year. Matter of fact, that'll be next show. We will talk about how much longer should we give Cho to be the GM.
I like it. All right, that is going to do it for this episode of the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Rocky. And, you know, you can catch us everywhere. You can catch us on Spreaker, Stitcher, iTunes, iHeartRadio. And you catch Rule of Three where?
Twitter, Facebook, Rule 3 Podcast.
All right, have a good week.
Good day.